So we've all heard that Joran van der Sloot's claim that when the Flores girl was looking at his laptop, he lost it and killed her. I'm paraphrasing, but something like that, although he'll probably change that story several times. But we've also seen several reports now that the FBI have gone to Peru to take a look at this laptop to see if there's any tie-in to Natalie Holloway. Well, duh, it's about time. The report of the laptop connection to the Flores girl's murder and maybe the connection to Natalie Holloway has been out there for a long time. Maybe there's been some bureaucracy going on right now. The Peruvian government and the FBI had to dot the I's and cross the T's before they could do this. I'm not sure. But it's been way too long to get Holloway answers from van der Sloot. We never will. Never will get answers of any truthful nature from him voluntarily, although when he's high on pot and being recorded by a hidden camera, he has a tendency of telling the truth, in my belief. Will they find something on that laptop that will lead to the recovery of Natalie Holloway, or at least some answers as far as the death of Natalie Holloway and the connection to Joran van der Sloot? Well, we all hope so. I think they probably will. It does concern me a little bit, though, that the story has lost steam in the media. However, with the Libyan crisis and the tragedy in Japan, there is no wonder. But stories like that should be told. Natalie Holloway, the Japanese story, like I've mentioned, and Libya, and never mind Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan, they don't count in a situation like this. I got my fingers and my toes crossed for the Holloway family. I hope you do too. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.